When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania. Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is coming up on 509, 82 degrees on this Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. Hump day over the week. It's downhill from here. We will get through it together. So hopefully you're on the ride for the rest of the week as we get through it together. Makes it that much easier now, doesn't it, right? Lots of things going on. Let's see here. Listen, we've talked about this, and you know, there was just a press conference the other day about barring Chinese nationals from buying farmland in the vicinity of our military bases. I'll give you one better. How about any farmland whatsoever for Chinese nationals? Just shouldn't be. Shouldn't happen. Not the way it is. I heard China's a little pissed off about it, but I don't care. I'm not here to make them happy, so who cares if they're aggravated or not? And I'll give you some reasons why. We heard about the Chinese nationals who were professors at our universities up in the Pacific Northwest, actually the Midwest. They were trying to sneak in funguses that could devastate our crops and our economy. Well, here again, another story here, another university. A Chinese spy arrested on Texas University, COVID research theft charges. Yep, you heard me right. Indicted in Houston in 2023, a Chinese spy has finally been arrested for allegedly hacking a Texas university to steal COVID research on behalf of the People's Republic of China. Indicted in 2023, but just finally arrested? Chinese national Zhu Ziwei, 33, was taken into custody in Milan, Italy, at the request of the United States. Chinese national Zhang Yu, 44, was also charged and is now unsealed 9-count indictment returned in November 2023. Yu remains at large still. Although Chinese state-sponsored hackers are on occasion indicted by the Department of Justice, it is exceedingly rare, indeed is virtually unheard of, to actually get your hands on them. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas said in a news conference on Tuesday, yesterday, since 2023, the United States has waited quietly, patiently for this individual to make a mistake that would put him within reach of the American judicial system. Last week, he did just that, traveling from Shanghai to Milan, Italy. Once he touched down in Italy, he was promptly taken into custody by Italian authorities. He now awaits extradition to the United States. We are deeply grateful to our Italian partners for their assistance in this case. Both Ziwi and you were allegedly involved in a computer intrusion hacking between February of 2020 and June of 2021. Now, this was the heart of COVID. February of 2020 to June of 2021, including the massive hacking campaign that compromised thousands of computers worldwide at the direction of the PRC's Ministry of State Security, Shanghai State Security Bureau, according to the indictment. The MSS and SSSB and PRC intelligence services responsible for implementing PRC domestic counterintelligence, non-military, foreign intelligence, and other operations, the charges state. Early in 2020, they also targeted U.S.-based universities and leading immunologists and virologists to hack into computer systems and steal research they were conducting on COVID-19 vaccines, treatment, and testing, the charges allege. The suspects and others provided information to the SSSB officer, including the content of emails they hacked of virologists and immunologists engaged in COVID-19 research at the University of Southern District of Texas. It is notable that the Chinese government directed theft of COVID-19 research beginning in February of 2020 after the outbreak of the virus in mainland China, at a time when the PRC officials were withholding information about the virus and its origins. The hacking of these American universities is not just a violation of intellectual property rights. It's an attack on the American scientific innovation. The hacking of U.S. law firm is not just about computer crime. It's about the attack on the American system of justice, which depends on the legal ability of clients to seek and obtain frank and confidential advice from their local counsel. February of 2020, they started this hacking. It was March of 2020 when things started to go south here in the U.S. Keep that timeline in perspective. A month before COVID became widespread in the United States, a month before, Chinese government spies were hacking into our systems, stealing research from our
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift top storage, best selling bedrooms with over 700 5-star reviews, and a feature packed pop up sleeper sofa with built in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Researchers, when it came to COVID, the Southern District of Texas had been waiting years to bring the suspect to justice, and the day is nearly at hand. As the case shows, even if it takes years, We will track down and make sure that their crimes the United States does not forget. While the world was reeling from a virus that its origins in originated in China, the Chinese government plotted to steal U.S. research critical to vaccine development, FBI Houston Special Agent in Charge Douglas Williams said. The suspect and alleged hacker, acting on behalf of China's primary spy agency, targeted COVID-19 data using sophisticated cyber techniques and tradecraft. His landmark arrest by FBI Houston agents in Italy proves that we will scour the ends of the earth to hold criminal foreign adversaries accountable. Chinese spies allegedly stole information by exploiting vulnerabilities in Microsoft's Exchange server used to send, receive, and store email messages, which was targeted by their systems, according to the charges. In March of 2021, Microsoft confirmed its Exchange had been targeted by PRC-sponsored hackers. In July of 2021, U.S. and foreign governments said that the PRC orchestrated these attacks. A Texas University and Washington, D.C. law firm were hacked through the scheme after a Chinese spy allegedly installed web shells on their computers to enable remote administration, according to the charges. Doing so compromised the university's network and enabled them to steal information from the law firm's network about specific U.S. policymakers, government agencies, according to the charges. The suspects are charged with multiple counts of wire fraud, identity theft, obtaining information, unauthorized access, and protected computers, among other charges. Again, one of the suspects does remain at large. At which point do these stories need to keep coming out before we realize that China's an enemy of the United States? I understand that there's a relationship, and there should be. But there also should be protections, levels of protection in place to where anyone who is a Chinese national here in the United States needs to be investigated and vetted. You're not going to outrule out everything. Mandatory check-ins. Forget about these four-year student visas. And why in the hell are Chinese nationals professors at our universities? Just don't get it. How many times do we have to get slapped in the face before we realize that they have nefarious intent? Every single Chinese national has an allegiance to the Communist Party in China. Simple as that. The People's Republic of China. Every company is embedded with the People's Republic of China. We need to stop doing business with them to the extent that we can. We need to stop letting them freely roam our nation, buy property, buy companies, use the little apps on our phone that give them every ounce of information that you possibly could have. Listen, it's pretty simple. If you're like most people out there, most of your life is in your little phone, in your pocket, or on your hip, or in your purse. Most of your life can be extracted from there, from your family members, to what they do, to their contact information, to their emails, to personal messages, to your extended family, to your work profiles, to your coworkers. Every ounce that could ruin you in an hour is in this little phone. And we constantly open it up to people like the People's Republic of China to do what they want with that type of information. Thankfully, most of us have never been the target of an aggressive cyber attack. I know people who have. It's devastating. It basically cripples your life and all aspects of it, to where there's things that robo hit your system to flood your emails to where you can't get an email anymore, to flood your phone to where phone calls cannot be gotten in. And these are just annoyances, not the real damaging things. So when we see things come up like, hey, let's ban Chinese nationals from owning farm property or owning our farms or owning property near our military bases, how many Chinese nationals do we have to find flying drones or trespassing on a military base, or trying to smuggle in funguses that could devastate our economy and our farms, or hackers trying to take COVID research a month before COVID even became a thing here in the United States. That's truly dumbfounding. But yet, oh, we know. The Ivy Leagues love them because they pay cash for tuition. Hey, if you're going to pay us $450,000 to have one of your nationals come here, we welcome them with open arms. You're going to have a professor come here that specializes in what? Sure, we're going to get you a visa, and you're going to be one of our traveling professors. Oh, you're going to sneak in a fungus? Oh, that's okay. We're going to keep you. You're going to do it a second time? Well, now you got arrested, so I don't know what we're going to do. Sooner or later, we have to wake up when it comes to there are true enemies among us. The least we could do is our due diligence to vet them, screen them, and monitor them to make sure that they're not doing nefarious things. But we keep reading these stories. These stories keep coming out. And the mere fact that they were stealing data on our COVID research a month before it even became widespread in the United States should cause you concern, because it does. It's 5:21 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.